Lonnie. Is you here yet? Inquiring minds, a.k.a. your nosy brother and your parents, want to know. Kendra, the eagle has landed. Lonnie, I know you haven't returned from Gulliver's travels with a big-ass head, SMH. Make sure you look like something before you waltz your ass up in here. She rolled her eyes and sent her cousin a middle finger emoji before tucking her phone into her pocket. Returning home hit different now that Kendra was deemed a failure. It felt like tucking tail and admitting defeat after desperately trying to carve an uncharted path with nothing but hope and a blunt instrument. Whether anyone would admit it, the hushed tones of the family whisper network turned up the volume on every inadequacy and failed attempt. And once again, the grumblings shone a spotlight directly onto Kendra. Always the fucking black sheep. Kendra sighed, muttering to herself as she approached her fifth red light in a row. Now they'll get to harp on the fact that I'm late. She glanced at the clock on her dashboard and shook her head with annoyance. Having run home just long enough to drop off her suitcase and pick up her car, she'd rushed back out before her family started blowing up her phone. DC traffic was only predictable in that it was inevitable, and finding parking was next to impossible. Sometimes, the search for parking took as long as the commute. That never stopped Kendra from wanting to drive. Yes, one could take the metro or rideshare to a destination, but that meant having to depend on too many outside variables when she was ready to leave. She was too much of a control freak to depend on the timeliness of others, and when she wanted to go, she wanted to go. Waiting on others to do what she was more than capable of doing herself drove her up the wall. Being the baby in the family didn't mean that she was any less capable than Big Bro. Being away from home for 2 years left her second-guessing directions, and she cursed under her breath as she missed her exit from the same traffic circle twice. At some point, people enjoying the park would begin to think she was casing the neighborhood. Kendra bit her lip, her eyes widening as a car sped into the lane to her right as she attempted to maneuver over to catch the exit on her third try. She slid into the lane behind the Prius that had come out of nowhere and finally made the right turn out of the roundabout from hell. Kendra zipped through the congestion on Rhode Island Avenue, having dropped all of her belongings off at the English basement apartment below her brother's row house. The family golden boy. Logan had stopped offering the basement as a vacation rental when Kendra announced her return to town, and she'd eagerly agreed to help launch his new business for a month or two of free rent. Her best friend and cousin's name appeared on the center console screen of Kendra's Audi Q3, and she pressed a button on her steering wheel to answer her phone via the car's Bluetooth system as she stopped at a traffic light. Hey, girl, hey.
You're late, you know.
Lonnie quipped in a hushed tone, evoking an immediate eye roll out of Kendra.
Everyone's waiting for you to make an appearance. Logan said he hasn't even seen you yet.
Yeah, that's the beauty of smart locks. There's no longer a need for me to knock on Logan's front door and ask for a key to his basement. It's bad enough that the prodigal child has to return and immediately ask her big brother for help for the umpteenth time. Kendra chewed on her bottom lip, willing her face to express less of her reluctance to come back to the DMV area. It wasn't that she didn't love DC. She did. It was just that she was always hidden by Logan's shadow. It wasn't his fault, and Kendra looked up to Big Bro for everything he was able to accomplish. But sometimes, his success sucked up all of the oxygen in the room.
Now, don't be dramatic, Kiki.
Lonnie chided in her sing-songy voice. Kendra bristled at her childhood nickname.
And remind me again why you couldn't just let me come and stay at your place? You know that I'm not above bumming it on a couch.
Lonnie tisked nonchalantly. Come on, girl.